A federal judge in Pennsylvania last month ruled that intelligent design cannot be mentioned in biology class. Now a school in rural California is teaching it in philosophy class. A group of parents yesterday sued the El Tejon Unified School District, saying the class is little more than Bible school in disguise. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The winter study course at Fraser Mountain High School north of Los Angeles is called Philosophy of Design. It's an elective course, only 4 weeks long, whose aim is to, according to the syllabus, discuss various views on the origin of life. But as word of the class spread, some parents and teachers grew alarmed that the course was not what it seemed.
It's a way to sneak religion into public schools by claiming that this is a class in philosophy, not what it truly is, a criticism of science using religion.
That's Barry Lynn, executive director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. His group filed a lawsuit yesterday on behalf of 11 parents. Lynn says the class will be anything but a wide-ranging and even-handed debate. The course description given to families says that the class will look at scientific and biblical ideas that, quote, suggests that Darwin's philosophy is not rock solid.
Most of the materials and videos to be used in this class are produced by Christian organizations that believe literally in the truth of the Bible story of creation. And frankly, at this point, we don't know of any individual who plans to speak in favor of evolution.
For example, one class video called Chemicals to Living Cells, Fantasy or Science, is produced by a Christian ministry called Answers in Genesis. The school board superintendent yesterday was unavailable for comment, but Casey Lufkin sees a certain irony in this lawsuit. Lufkin is an attorney at the Discovery Institute, a group that promotes intelligent design, which argues that life is too complex to have evolved randomly. He says opponents of intelligent design are being disingenuous.
They've been saying all along, oh, it's perfectly fine to present intelligent design in a philosophy course, a social science, a humanities course. I mean, Barry Lynn himself has said that. Yet now they're going out and they're suing people that are doing that.
Lufkin says it's true. Religious ideas cannot be taught in public schools as an alternative to evolution. The U.S. Supreme Court made that clear in the 1980s. But, he says, even that decision does not mean that religious ideas, even ones that challenge evolutionary theory, are totally barred from the classroom.
You can teach about religion. You can teach about the Bible. You can teach about the Quran. You can teach about many different religious viewpoints in a social science and humanities class. So if Americans United for Separation of Church and State is saying that this is just religion, well, the courts seem to have settled that you can talk about religion in social science, humanities, that sort of thing.
But Barry Lynn says the government cannot promote a particular religious viewpoint. In this case, he says, fundamentalist Christianity. And he notes that a federal judge in Pennsylvania made clear last month that intelligent design is a religious doctrine.
And any way you slice it, in any class in which you try to teach it, if you're promoting a religious objection to the theory of evolution, you're crossing a forbidden constitutional line.
And so the lines are drawn, and with this case begins the next, much more difficult battle over science, philosophy, and the origin of life. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.